I gotta let this ride. They were bumping this in Haiti. This is the Haiti jam. This is the hottest joint in Haiti right now. It's called Mad Eye and Papa. This is the shit right here. Shout out to Lil Miami. Lil Haiti in Miami. Shout out to Lil Haiti in Miami. I was down there kicking it last week. I was in Haiti last week chilling. This is the jam in Haiti. I gotta let this ride. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ready to chop up game as we always do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. And what we're going to do, we're going to get into that quick commercial break. I got to bump this a little bit more. Hold on. I love this jam right here. This is Madda and Papa. It's about sugar daddies in Haiti. It's a hell of a deep song if you understand what it's about. But we're going to do a quick commercial break, family. So I don't want y'all to go nowhere. We'll be right back. Right here on Tariq Radio, so don't move a muscle, family.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicking.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to AshKicking.com. That's AshKicking.com. What's going on, family? Check out this brand new teaser trailer for a superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. Now, Dark Chaos is starring a black female superhero character, and this film is produced and directed by POV Hilarious D. My man is doing his thing on YouTube, and this trailer is a must-see. So go to YouTube, type in Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe, and check it out right now. What's up, family? Let me tell you about this year's best kept secret. That's LegendaryMix.com. If you're a recording artist, a music producer, and you want to bring your music to legendary status, then go to LegendaryMix.com. It's rated the number one online music mixing and mastering service. It's the only place you can enjoy radio quality, high quality mix downs, and professional mastering for a great price. If this message ain't for you, then tell a friend about LegendaryMix.com. Top quality service and fast turnaround time is guaranteed. Subscribe today. Save 10% on your order. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email music@legendarymix.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Yo, we are back right here on Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up good game as we always do. Today's show is brought to you by HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's where you can get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom, bam. And also you can go to 1804movie.com. That's where you can get the 1804 movie shirts We're still working on the movie now. We're doing the edits. We're in the edit stage for the movie 1804, ladies and gentlemen. So we're glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me get a couple of quick calls early while we're here. Let me see what's on everybody's mind on the phone lines real quickly. If my phone lines start acting right, hold on 1 second. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's good, Tariq? This is Jarrell, bro.
Jarrell, where you calling from, fam?
I'm calling from Queens, New York.
Shout out to Queens, man. What's on your mind, Jarrell?
Yo, I was just asking, man. I'm starting some businesses. I wanted to know about the copyright thing. I mailed all my lyrics and everything to myself and kept it, and I haven't opened it. I got the post-dated, you know, letter.
Yeah, that's the old school. Nah. That's the old school way of doing stuff, man. You need to go. It's only like $30 to copyright your stuff. It's not that much, man. Take that shit to the, send it to the copyright office. Go to copyright.org or .gov. I think that's what it is. And you can upload your lyric sheet. Yeah, you can just upload it online. You ain't got to do all that mailing it to yourself. That's what motherfuckers, the Whispers, used to do back in the 70s. Well, you know, you, yeah, that's the old school, man. We got technology now, man. Stop letting these old niggas tell y'all how to copyright your shit, you know? Just upload it at copyright. Yeah, because I copyright a gang of stuff, man. You can upload your lyrics. You can upload books, PDF files, video files. You know, I get all my movies copyrighted. So go to the copyright.gov. So it's real easy stuff. It'll walk you through. Just check out their website, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right.
My nigga went real old school with it. That nigga talked to one of the five heartbeats. They were like, hey, you're going to have to mail that to yourself, brother. Don't open it. That's how we got our publishing. Good Lord, man. We need somebody. We need people out here breaking down some new game. Giving some dudes some technology game out here. But that's why he called. So I respect my brother, man. But let's see, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about, so let me get right into it, because we got to get deep on today's show. Somebody in the chat room said, can you copyright a t-shirt design? You can, but I think it's best to trademark it. See, there's a difference between trademarking and copywriting. So that's something that you got to look into, see what's best for your situation. But there's so much stuff going on before I get into the deep topic of the day. One thing I want to talk about is Miley Cyrus's ass. Y'all remember back in the Mac Lessons radio show days, one of the last Mac Lessons episodes I did, I think this was in 2013. Let me be very precise with it. Let me go to the Mac Lessons site. I can tell y'all exactly when I made this show. I did this show about Miley Cyrus's ass. Okay. It was done. When did I do the slumming show? The name of the show was Slumming. Okay, I did this show. This is episode 403, Mac Lessons Radio, August 28th, 2013. I did a show on Mac Lessons Radio about Miley Cyrus called Slummin'. In this episode, I talked about and predicted exactly what she was going to do and what she was doing at the time. Now, this 2013, this is when Miley Cyrus did this whole bullshit. She's coming out on stage, being ratchet. She's twerking, just making a complete imbecile of herself. And in the process, she's surrounding herself around a bunch of black people. Now, this is 2013. It's 4 years ago. And I said on this show, she's slumming. This is just the way for her to shed that goody two shoes Disney image. I broke it down. I said, she's trying to shed that cornball Disney shit. So the best way to do that is get around a bunch of Negroes and sully yourself. Get around a bunch of stereotypes. She was twerking. She had a bunch of ratchet sisters around her on stage. She's hanging around a bunch of dusty looking niggas. She's acting ratchet. She's smoking weed, just niggering it up. And I'm like, do y'all not see this big marketing ploy that she's doing? And I said, she's slumming. What she's going to do? Become the bad girl slumming with the Negroes to shed that Disney image. And then she's going to do a complete about face and then redeem herself and denounce all of the nigga shit. I said this in 2013. This week, these are some of the headlines for Miley Cyrus. And she was so ratchet, we gave her a Coon Train Award, by the way, last year at the Coon Train Award show. We gave Miley Cyrus a Coon Train Award last year. But Miley Cyrus, in the media this week, some of the headlines read, Miley Cyrus is reinventing herself and her music again. Let me read some of the other headlines. Miley Cyrus distanced herself from hip hop. Miley Cyrus doesn't smoke weed anymore, but still loves Liam Hemsworth. Who the fuck is that? A lot of these non-black Hollywood people, I don't even know who they are. That just sounds like some white guy she was dating. All of a sudden, she's back. That don't sound like no brother. This was in the Huffington Post. She don't smoke weed, but she still loves Liam Hemsworth. Is that her ex-dude? Because they tried to connect her with a lot of Negroes. But the headlines are very interesting. Fox News, Miley Cyrus gets clean, plans to reinvent herself. Miley Cyrus quit pot and alcohol. And Miley Cyrus distancing herself from hip hop because it's too misogynistic. Are any of you shocked? I knew this was going to happen. I saw it a mile away. That's an old trick. And I wish black folks stopped falling for it. Stop letting yourselves be fucking pawns for these dirtbag, suspected, fake liberal white supremacists. I'm tired of niggas being manipulated and used by white supremacists and white supremacist suspects. We love getting used. We love getting fucked and thrown to the gutter by these people. We love being their stepping boards. We love it. That's why we get our asses kicked nonstop. It's too many black folks love being used. And when somebody's telling you you're being used, you get offended because deep down you know you're being used, but you just love the attention. I'm getting white attention, so use me, white mommy. Use me, white daddy. She's garbage trash. I told y'all that years ago. She was gutter trash, garbage. She didn't use the Negro culture up, engaging in dirtbag stereotypes, and now she's lily white again. They got pictures of her in fields wearing white girl sundresses. Oh, she did an about face. Not shocked. And all you niggas clamoring to get around a Kardashian or one of the Jenner girls, all you Negro rappers, y'all need to stop too, because they gonna do an about face later on down the line too. All of them do that. They slum with black folks, get their foot in the door. We elevate them, we give them street cred, then they go where they really want to go, which is in the reins of white supremacy. Just like Kid Rock. Kid Rock is hanging out with open white supremacists right now. And black folks in Detroit, he started off as a hood rapper in Detroit. And black folks gave him a pass. He was on Jive Records. He was rocking with Too Short and all these people. I ain't gonna say we, because I've been a hip hop head for years and I ain't never gave him a pass because he's always been trash and garbage. But now he's hanging out with open white supremacists, distancing himself from black society. And Kid Rock has a half black son, by the way. Y'all got to understand how white supremacy works. White supremacy doesn't really play games. See, black folks, we're the only one playing. We play games with white supremacy because the white supremacists, they've learned how to make games and fun weaponized. And Brother Neely Fuller has talked about this before. People always talk about mixing business and pleasure. The white supremacists, they've learned how to make business and pleasure mesh together. They've made the business of white supremacy fun. They understand how to make torturing you and harming you and mistreating you and using you, that's fun to them. That's why they can do it nonstop. See, we don't understand that part of the game, and that's really what I want to get into on today's show, talking about how the white supremacists, they've weaponized fun, games, and jokes. See, black folks, we think fun, games, and jokes is just fun, games, and jokes. We can let our guards down. We can let our defenses down. The white supremacists, they will take fun, they will take jokes, and they will take games and use that to strengthen systematic white supremacy. Y'all got to understand that. Y'all really have to understand that part of the game. See, we are right now in a state of complete terror. Black people all over America should be on full alert at all times. You should be on heightened alert with so many racialized attacks that's going on. We're so busy having fun and playing, we don't really want to look at the danger that we are in right now. Out here in California, in San Diego, this weekend, there was a group of black people having a pool party at an apartment complex. They're having a pool party, having a good time, and there was this white supremacist suspect who showed up, and they invited him on in. Hey, come on in. Come on, have some food, have some drinks. They invited him in. Come on, have fun. So they invited this guy to come on in the pool party, and he came on in. He didn't want anything to eat. He took a beer. He had a beer, and he calmly sat down, pulled out a gun, and started shooting all the black people. He shot like 7 black people. Kill one sister. R.I.P. to that sister. The sister, beautiful sister, by the way. I think her name was, what was her name? Margaret? I forgot what her name. I'm sorry. I put up the hashtag. There's so many people getting harmed. I forget all the names. But the sister was a friend of Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon grew up with the girl. Because y'all remember, y'all know Nick Cannon is from San Diego. So this was a friend of Nick Cannon who got slaughtered and just murdered by this white supremacist who came in there and started picking off black people. And we got to be on alert. We can't be having fun like that when you got suspected white supremacists lurking around us. See, black folks got this thing where, man, I ain't gonna let all this stuff happening in the country steal my joy. I've heard several black people use that expression. The girl's name is Monica Clark. Somebody in the chat room said the girl's name is Monica Clark, and she was a mother of 3 children, so it was a very sad thing. I think her name was Monica Clark. I think that is her name. Beautiful, beautiful sister. Young sister. She had 3 kids. Beautiful sister. Very tragic. We can't be playing games like that. Black folks, we can't be out here just chuckling it up when we are in a state of fucking terror right now where there's people hunting us right now. And by the way, the white supremacists who killed or shot the black people over there, the cops ended up killing him because when the police came, I think he pointed the gun at the cops. And what's interesting about that story is the media and law enforcement, they keep saying that it wasn't racially motivated. They have gone out of their way to say that that shooting, that mass shooting, which was similar to the Dylann Roof shooting, but he just only killed one person over in San Diego. They have gone out of their way to say it's not racial. But the thing is, the guy, according to witnesses, he let certain white people go. There were some white people there. He let them go. There were Asian people there. He let them go. So he was specifically targeting black people, and these fuckers are talking about it wasn't racial. So you see how the media and law enforcement are working hand in hand with these white supremacists out here protecting them. This is why we shouldn't be playing around like that. Yeah, they told this dude to come on in and have some fun. Oh, I sure will have some fun. Can I get a beer? And while I have this beer, I got a gun. So he's having fun shooting us. Black folks got to get off this bullshit, man. And again, like I said, I've heard a lot of black people use this term, ain't nobody gonna steal my joy. Yes, they are, and yes, they can. Black folks need to get that in their head. Fuck all that steal my joy shit. We have to understand where we are right now. We are in a complete state of racial terror. This is a racial cleansing that's going on right now. We're right in the middle of it, and we think it's a damn joke out here. We don't take these white supremacists seriously enough, because a lot of times they act like they're playing, and white supremacy don't play. Y'all should wake up every day and use those terms. White supremacy don't play. They are not playing out here. We're not letting our kids know what the deal is down in Texas. I mean, there have been so many racialized killings and murders and attempted murders in this week alone. It's getting crazier and crazier. Just this week alone, there's been so many. Hell, yesterday, a lot of folks don't know. I just tweeted this earlier. Yesterday, down in Houston, a white supremacist, and this guy, well, he's a white extremist, because this guy, some people are saying that he's part of the Aryan Nation, but this white supremacist got up and said, hey, I hate niggas and I'm about to kill me a nigger. He pulled out a knife and tried to stab a brother, but the brother got away. So they ended up charging this white supremacist with a hate crime. So thankfully, the brother who almost got stabbed knew what the fuck was going on and got the hell on up out of there. This happened yesterday in Houston. White supremacy don't play, family. We play. See, we bullshit and chuck and jibe and come up with the new little nigger coon dances. And we get around the Miley Cyruses and they get to twerking and all that. And we're still twerking while they're easing back over into white society to get all the little white supremacy benefits. I don't play that game with them. They don't play, and neither do me. Do I. I don't play either. I don't play with them. I stay very focused and very serious about them. This is why I've always publicly said I don't like Justin Bieber's ass. Shame on any of you niggas out here caping for Justin fucking Bieber. Fuck Justin Bieber with everything in my soul. I can't stand Justin Bieber because he's nothing but a little white supremacist. He sat up here and said all types of slick shit about black folks, and he eases his little punk ass over with black folks to try to get a pass, and niggas keep giving him a pass, and I ain't with that because he's gonna flip too. DJ Khaled, yeah, you get points off your record on that, DJ Khaled, doing records with Justin Bieber. Anybody who fuck with him, you get points off your record as far as me. I'm cool on Justin Bieber. Fuck him. All these people who started off as kitty teeny bops, they like to shed that image. But they still have that white supremacist mindset. They want to shed their image and get street cred with us and then clean it up later on down the line. Nah. We got to understand, family, white supremacy ain't playing out here. Out there in Texas again, a few days ago, a brother, Jonathan Edwards, 15-year-old black kid, honor student, got his brains blown out coming from a party. See how they get us? They're getting us at all these fun places. We're out here having fun, and that's where they're getting us. This white supremacist named Roy Oliver, acting as he's a race soldier, came out to the party because one of the white supremacist neighbors said there was some kind of noise disturbance or whatever. So the white supremacist came out and just basically shot in the car with a rifle. Shot this 15-year-old black child in the face, directly in the face, killed him instantly. And they fired this race soldier, but he hasn't been charged. So they thrown the Constitution out. We got to stop playing. This is terrorism. These white supremacists aren't playing right now. We got to understand, man, when we out here trying to have fun. Look, black folks, if you're out right now with a group of other black folks, the last thing you're doing, you should be doing out in the open is partying and letting your guard down. You shouldn't be doing that right now. Not out in the open as far as barbecuing somewhere and a pool party and all that. Not here. Like when I go swimming and all that, it's either in the damn backyard or somewhere in another country or Hawaii somewhere where there's not a lot of race soldiers out there. But out here, in the new American Nazi geographic system that we're in right now, you are putting yourself in danger if you are doing some kind of open activity with a number of black people and you don't have any types of security guards or anybody watching the door. If you're going to party or anything out here in America right now, you need to have security at the door, your own personal security, to ward off any type of bullshit so that race soldiers can't come in there bucking and blasting and straggler vigilante white supremacists can't come in. Just like that pool party, they shouldn't have invited that damn dude in. They see, black folks, we got this kumbaya thing, and we don't know how to sense danger. You need to learn how to look at certain people and assess potential danger. Even if you suspect them of being dangerous, you need to just chill out on them. We don't fucking get it. Everything is a damn game. If we have an activity, let's just say it like it is. Black folks, I'm gonna say it again. If you got some kind of outside or even inside activity, have your own security at the door. Have somebody undercover strapped, ready for anything to go down. Y'all gotta stay ready out here, man. This shit is no joke. They're going for soft targets, especially when you're swimming, and they don't give a fuck about you being adults or children. And I told y'all a few weeks ago, I did a broadcast talking about how the white supremacists are real funny style about black folks and swimming. That triggers something in them that makes them very violent. That's why I always say, you go places where there's some white supremacists and you get in a pool, they'll get up out the pool. Black folks in swimming, that really triggers something with them. Just like this pool party in San Diego. Also, remember, down in Texas, where those black children went into that white neighborhood and they were going to swim, and the cops jumped out there doing flips, snatching them kids and beating up little girls and all this shit. People think I'm just whistling Dixie. I study these white supremacists. These folks are not playing out here, and your children are some of the main targets. They're now openly targeting your children. In Grand Rapids last week, there were police officers or race soldiers acting as officers running up on black children who were playing basketball. They said they got a call of somebody with a gun, so they just pulled up on a bunch of innocent, unarmed junior high kids. These kids were like 10 and 12. These were little black kids, and the race soldiers pulled guns on them. This was in Flint. It was in Grand Rapids. They just ran up on them pulling guns, and you can hear the kids crying in the background. They're crying. They're laying on the ground crying, scared. Why in the fuck, black people? Let me talk to my black parents out here. Black parents, why would you let your children walk around in the climate we are in right now? Why in the fuck would you let your children walk anywhere, especially little kids. I got a big girl. My oldest daughter's 17. I don't let her walk around like that, barely, especially by herself. She has to have one of her friends with her, and they just can't be walking around out and about like that, let alone little fucking children. This ain't the 1970s and 80s where the kids can go outside and kick it. But we are in a state of heightened danger right now, family. That's the unfortunate business of it right now. I know ain't nobody gonna steal my joy. Unfortunately, you're living in a white supremacist, deadly race system right now where they're liquidating people. They're on some racial cleansing shit. That's what it is right now, family. They're attacking black children like it's crazy right now. Over in Pittsburgh, there was a school, I think it's called Woodland Hills High School, and there's video of race soldier school officers going into the principal's office, choking out black children like 14 years old, choking them out, knocking their teeth out. And the race soldiers are not only are they not getting arrested over there, they're not even getting fired. See, when the white supremacists start attacking your children, that's when they know that you are completely weak. And you're weak because you gave up, because now you don't want to accept reality. Black folks have this thing, but we don't want to accept reality. Nothing is more cowardly than allowing people to attack your children. And black folks have become so fucking cowardly now, you're thinking about a check you're gonna get. You're more concerned about the damn settlement check you're going to get than the life of your fucking kids. Let me say this. There's no settlement check big enough to exchange for one of my children. Nothing. That's how cowardly niggas have become. You will sell your children out and let them get slaughtered so you can be on TV with your crooked wig on talking about, well, I forgive the person who killed my baby and this settlement money is going to do some real good. It's that type of tired nigga slave shit. You dig? Let me let y'all know something. If there were black police officers killing white children and not being charged for it, white vigilante groups would be at that police officer's door. They wouldn't go through the court. They wouldn't whine. They wouldn't march. White militia groups or a white vigilante would be at that black officer's house. They would blow that fucking neighborhood up. They would burn the neighborhood down. White folks, they don't have a taste of subjugation like we do. No other group is going to let another group slaughter their children. They'll go out in a blaze before they let that happen. We let it happen over and over and over and over again. And we still think that there's some type of justice that's going to happen in this current judicial system. It's not. We need to stop that. Because as we saw, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, they just said the cops, the race soldiers who killed Alton Sterling, they're not going to be charged. We knew that. So they were allowed to legally execute. And the guy who shot Walter Scott in the back, Michael Slager, they've cut a deal with him. And they're about to give him a slap on the wrist. They're going to drop a lot of the charges. He had to plead guilty to a civil rights charge under the color of law. It's a whole bunch of bullshit legalese that's basically going to end up giving him a slap on the wrist. So he's going to get up out of there. They're setting it up to let him out. So the jig is in. The court system is done for black folks. In America, it's done. Don't even waste your time. We need to stop wasting time, wasting energy, and stop playing. This is why I said with all of these protests that has been going on, we turn that into a fucking game. We out there twerking and dancing. Everything is fun and games. Because the white supremacists come out there and tell you to start twerking, and we'll give you some camera time. See, we love attention. We made just getting attention the end all be all. But at this point, they're openly attacking black children now. I mean, I've seen story after story of black children getting attacked. Over in Youngstown, another story this week, a white teacher was caught dragging a little black girl, and this little girl looked like she was about 7 or 8 at the most, dragging her down the hall. See, that's when people know that you're cowardly and weak, when they start beating up on your damn kids. As a matter of fact, no mammal will let you beat up on their young except the American Negro. No other mammal on the planet will let you beat up or harm their offspring. A damn dog wouldn't let you harm its puppies. No matter how small the dog is, if a dog sees you messing with their puppies, it can be a chihuahua. That chihuahua is going to jump up and bite the shit out of you. So we got to understand the game. We got to stop playing out here and understand how these white supremacists are weaponizing everything. The game is rigged. The judicial system is rigged. The media system is rigged. Everything is rigged to maintain white supremacy. Just like Richard Spencer said, it's not about fairness, it's about winning. I had Richard Spencer on my Ustream show this Sunday. I had a brief debate with him, with Richard Spencer. It took me a few minutes to light his little ass up, and he went running. Richard Spencer went running. Because I was using his own words against him, because Richard wanted to debate me, because these white supremacists, they got this little thing that they're doing where they give the okay signal, and they've turned that into like a little coded identifier among each other. And they are trying to pass it off as some kind of joke and a hoax. You have websites like 4chan, which is nothing but a white supremacist website that they've made fun. They make jokes and memes about black people literally all day, and that's fun to them. So they said, hey, let's start this thing where we'll make the okay signal, the white power sign. Let's do it as a quote unquote joke. So they all started doing it, and you had all of these alt-right personalities going up to the White House doing this little white power okay symbol. So when you say, hey, what are you guys doing this little, what's this symbol you're doing? Hey, it's just the okay symbol. What are you getting so bent out of shape about? So they are pretending that it's a hoax. Just like the little Pepe the Frog thing. That's how they identify each other. White supremacy codes usually always start off as jokes. That's what throws black people off. It always starts off as a joke. They got a little meme called Pepe the Frog, and they use these little white supremacist terms like keck and cuck, and all of these are jokes at first, but then they're used to be identifiers so that the white supremacists can use coded language and identify each other. So they were doing the same thing with this whole okay symbol, and I was one of the people pointing that out, and many of them were trying to troll me like, oh, this tree is just the okay symbol. Oh, stop race baiting. But Richard Spencer basically got on my show and admitted that that okay signal was basically a code between him and other racists. He admitted it. I got him to admit it. And the thing is, we have to understand, the white supremacists always start off with playing. And I pointed this out to Richard Spencer. The first form of entertainment in America were minstrel shows. These were shows where they made a joke. They were making fun and mockery of black people. They would put on blackface and get on stage and mock black people. It was fun and it was funny and it was a joke. But then they started to use that minstrel show ideology to create laws to harm black people in real life. You understand that? Don't be fooled. Don't let these white supremacists throw you off by them trolling. See, trolling and having fun, that's the way to throw you off. And when the white supremacists start trolling you a lot, that means you're on to them. When they are trolling you and trying to joke and throw memes at you and all that, that means that you're on to them. And trolling is just a smokescreen. Don't ever let white supremacists make you think that they're playing and joking. White supremacists don't play. The Ku Klux Klan started off as a damn joke. Literally, a bunch of white supremacists down in Tennessee, they said, hey, we don't want blacks to vote. So, you know what would be funny? What would be funny if we got some bed sheets and acted like ghosts and go out and scare the niggas? Wouldn't that be funny if we just put some sheets on? I mean, we you know how the Negroes are scared, so we just put on some sheets. It'd be so funny. It'd be fun. And that's how the Klan got started. They put on sheets, running around acting like ghosts, scaring Negroes, and that was fun. It was a joke at first. Now the Klan is one of the longest terrorist organizations in America. This shit ain't no damn joke. White supremacists don't play. They don't play. This is for real. And see, the thing is with white supremacists, trolling is weaponized. Because see, they troll to kind of put their feelers out. Trolling is to throw you off. If they think if they troll you and try to make it seem like you're being overly sensitive, oh, stop race baiting. Everything is not about race. Everything is dominated by white supremacy. See, they shame black folks into not looking at the racial angle of what they're doing. Never stop that. Never get off that. Never let them troll you away from that. You got to stay focused because they stay focused on practicing white supremacy. White supremacy ain't no damn joke. They've made terror fun. You go look at some of those old lynching photos where white supremacists, whole communities got some black person strung up in a tree. Go look at some of those old photos. Look at the faces of the white supremacists. They're all laughing it up. If you look at those old lynching photos, many of them are standing around grinning, laughing, having fun. They would go to these lynchings and bring food and sandwiches and serve lemonade and drinks and make picnics. This was a family outing for them. They made killing you fun. And then they put the shit on postcards and sent it all around the country to their friends and family. Hurting you is fun to them. That's something that black folks don't get. So we think if we cry hard enough and, you know, do the press conference with our head down, we can get some sympathy from them. Ain't no sympathy, man. Ain't no fucking sympathy. No sympathy is there. We got to get off that. Let's get off this thing where we're going to just show them how sad and how beaten down we are. We'll get some sympathy and maybe they'll stop. No. They drink your tears, man. They drink your damn tears. And we talked about that in Hidden Colors, I think 3, where they made torturing you fun. They would have amusement parks where they would stick black people's heads in a hole and throw baseballs at their heads. They would do all of these sick things. They would get black children and have them fight in the battle royale, have black children beat each other up. They make torturing you fun. Beating your ass is fun. That's why whenever some black person is harmed, they got memes all over the internet, them celebrating and laughing and joking about it. Your detriment is fun to them. White supremacy don't play. And you can't rationalize with white supremacists, talking to them and arguing with them. Like, no. When I debate these people, because a lot of coons, they don't like me to debate white supremacists, because what happens is I get the white supremacists to be honest, and a lot of coons don't want that honesty. See, the thing is, we play this game where the white supremacists deny white supremacy, and black people are totally content with it, because black folks really don't want to know the truth. You kind of want to live the lie with your white buddies because you want that white acceptance. But the white supremacists, they love seeing black folks killed. They love seeing their families crying. They love that. They celebrate it. They love seeing us begging and groveling. That's part of white supremacist culture. So we got to stop taking them as a joke. And we got to stop being emotional. We got to stop talking about woulda, coulda, shoulda. We got to get off that shit where we're exchanging our relatives for a check. Well, my son got killed. Well, I'm waiting on this check to come through. Fuck that. Because those days are going to be over too. They're inching towards mass harming, because they've already gotten the public seasoned and conditioned to accept large number of black people being harmed without any repercussion. They have to prep the minds of the masses in order for that to happen. And people are low-key rooting for it to happen. So we got to start being honest. These white supremacists go trick-or-treating with Trayvon Martin Halloween outfits and Mike Brown Halloween outfits. They make hurting you fun. Y'all think it's a joke. White supremacy don't play. I really want y'all to understand that concept. And again, I'm going to say it again. You will not see any black folks harming any, not just white children, just white people in general. You're not going to see them harming white people in general without them being on some vigilante shit. I give O.J. Simpson as an example. Now, O.J. Simpson, number one, did not kill Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. Let's be very clear. O.J. Simpson did not commit those murders. I've talked about this many times. I've studied that case extensively. All the evidence that was attributed to O.J. was planted by Mark Furman. Mark Furman admitted to lying in court. He got a felony for lying in court. They asked him if he planted evidence, and he pleaded the fifth. So there was a dirty, lying white supremacist. They tried to frame OJ. People can ignore that all they want. They tried their best to frame OJ because you had open white supremacists on that case. They've ignored so much other evidence about the people Nicole Brown Simpson was associated with. They leave out the evidence that half the people at the damn Mezzaluna, all of those people, the restaurant, were connected with crime. Everybody she was around were criminals. They leave all that out. OJ didn't kill that woman or Ron Goldman. It was complete bullshit. But the white supremacists said that he did. And the narrative was that he killed her and got away, and they never stayed off OJ's ass. White supremacists followed OJ's ass for years until they finally got him on some bullshit humbug charge. They had to literally make up a law to get OJ Simpson. They never relented on OJ Simpson. They never relented on him, and they got him sitting up in jail now for stealing his own shit. They had to make up a law. They know how to get shit done. The white supremacists know how to get shit done. They know how to get shit done. And again, Somebody in the chat room says, wasn't OJ a coon? Yes, he was. A major fucking coon. He was a coon. But the thing is, OJ Simpson became one big nigga that represented every black person, unfortunately. See, don't let them fool you with that, too. That's another thing. They're like, well, wasn't he a coon? Fuck him. No, OJ Simpson represented every black person. That's why they were so hell-bent on getting OJ and making sure that he got locked up. OJ became one big nigga, which represents all of us. That's what happens. When they get us in the court system, we're black people are dealt with as one big nigga. So whenever they deal with you, they're dealing with all of us. We got to really get off the bullshit when it comes to that. That's why they look at every white person as one big group of white supremacists. No matter who they are, that's why they look out for them. So when a race soldier blows a fucking black child's brains out, they're like, okay, that's one of us. So we have to protect him. He's one of us. So we got to make, well, he had mental issues. He just broke up with his girlfriend. That's what they said about the San Diego killer, the guy who killed the sister down in San Diego at that pool party. The shit they were, the media was softballing this dude. They were like, well, he just broke up with his girlfriend. He had financial problems. And I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with you going and shooting a bunch of black people? There's no correlation whatsoever. So they got us, and that's another game that they play. They will have us thinking, okay, don't think about OJ. He didn't really like other black folks. Well, you're treating him like a nigga now, so that's what I'm concerned with. They'll try to get you to throw another black person under the bus because they got you thinking that you're somehow different, and in the minds of the white supremacists, all you niggas are the same. We got to stop being manipulated by them, black folks. We got to wise up. White supremacy don't play. We got to wise up and understand. Not just children. If you have vigilante or rogue cops who are black just killing any white person or beating up white women or whatever, and he doesn't get charged, the white people are going to his home. They're not gonna keep begging the court system. They're gonna take action. They're going to show up on dude. See, they don't have a history of that here. They haven't had a taste of oppression like that. So they don't understand the concept of that. We got to get that taste of oppression out of our system. We think we're going to pray and twerk our way up out of shit, which is the cowardly way of doing things. We got to get that shit out of our system, family. Especially when it comes to our children. Because then I don't play that shit with my kids. I don't want no check at all. Somebody harm one of my kids, I don't want no check. No, fuck that. Keep that. My kids are not for sale. See, that reminds me of one of these dudes, and I talked about this before, in Nazi Germany. In Nazi Germany, they had Jewish coons. And let me give y'all the name of this one gentleman in Nazi Germany. He had a very famous saying. He did a speech in Germany. The white supremacists, they assigned certain leaders. And watch the word leader. There's no black leader, by the way. Let's watch that term black leader. Because we got this thing where we talk about we need black leaders and all. And there's no black leader in a system of white supremacy. We're all of us are equal. There's no black leaders. Because a lot of us talk about that. We need black leadership. Oh, we need black. No, for what? You get black leaders or somebody out there in the forefront to get shot for you. We put black people in the forefront and we just let them get shot. And then they name a street after them so you can go smoke crack on and do bullshit on. We don't need that. But they would do the same thing in Nazi Germany. They would get Jewish leaders to run the ghettos, and they would be spokespersons for the ghettos. they would be the liaison between the Nazi soldiers and the Jewish community. And there was one Jewish gentleman, leader of one of the ghettos, named Chaim Rumkowski. C-H-A-I-M. Is it Chaim or Chaim? It's Chaim Rumkowski. And he was like the quote-unquote leader, the Al Sharpton of the Jewish community in Nazi Germany during the Nazi occupation. And there was a very famous speech that he gave, because the Nazis wanted to get some of the Jewish children. And Chaim was sent to the ghetto. He's a Jewish man, by the way. Chaim Rukowski, he was Jewish himself. And they sent him to the Jewish ghetto. And he made this very famous speech called, they named it later, Give Me Your Children. Because he was saying, give me your children. Because the Nazis wanted to exterminate 20,000 of the Jewish children. So he went, Chaim Rukowski, he went to the ghetto and said, hey, people, let's save ourselves. Give me your children so we can save ourselves. He was telling the people, we're going to, you know, I'm Jewish, we're Jewish, but let's just let them kill our kids so we can live. It was a very heart-wrenching, despicable thing, but that's how, you know, that's what happens if you're in a system of white supremacy. You do and engage in despicable behavior. Now, Chaim Rukowski, he gave this speech about getting all the Jewish children and taking them to the camps. And he himself ended up getting thrown in the concentration camps himself. He got killed too. And that's the moral of the story. He thought that he was going to sacrifice the kids. Give me your children. Let me sacrifice all the Jewish kids so we can live. So he sacrificed the kids, and he still got thrown in the same damn camp. See, the thing is, white supremacy don't really play like that. You're not going to cut a deal with the white supremacists. What they should have been doing is fighting their way out of them fucking ghettos. They should have took as many Nazi soldiers with them as possible. That's what they should have been doing. Instead of trying to cut deals and bullshitting around, shucking and jiving, they should have taken out as many as possible. They were going to die anyway. Don't you cutting a deal and you're going to die anyway. See, we got to learn history and how history works, and not repeat history, and stop being cowardly out here. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Check out 1804movie.com to get the movie poster and the t-shirt for the new movie coming out soon. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to holla at you good people on Ustream this Sunday.